Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Chris Cheenham West, who's an MBA and an international speaker, author, voted top 50 Black entrepreneurs in 2020 by DMARS, and the founder of LR Training Solutions. Chris, I am so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. Okay. Top 50 entrepreneurs in 2020. That's incredible. I want to hear all about it. But before we begin, I do want to know, what inspired you to do what you're doing today? What's the why?
Oh yeah. So the why is that I really enjoy helping people. And when it comes to helping people, particularly people that are in an organization, sometimes small business. And so how this happened was, after I graduated with a degree in marketing, I got this position at Google. And this position had us going around the country, traveling and speaking to all these businesses and pretty much letting them know about all the unique tools that Google had to offer that can help a small business. Because back then, small businesses thought that, hey, if I wanted to have a website or if I wanted to have an online presence, it's going to cost me tens of thousands of dollars. So we were there to really educate them to understand it's not that difficult to get online. And then from there, we would do workshops. And I was one of the people that were excited about doing the workshops, you know, where some people were kind of like, okay, why do we have to do another workshop? I was like, you know what? I like doing this. I like getting in front of people. I like seeing how it is once I help them out. And once they realize that only a small tip can change their business forever for the better. Actually. And so that's how I ended up getting started. So in 2014, I ended up starting my own business where I work with organizations on training and consulting and really helping organizations get to that next level through marketing and then also team collaboration.
That's pretty incredible. My next question is, how did you figure out what to focus on? Because obviously, you know, working with Google and for Google and then focusing on small businesses, I can just imagine all the ideas that must have crossed your mind and all the different ways that you could help people. What was your process like to narrow down and focus on one thing and do that one thing really well?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's one thing I struggled with early on, because in business, it's always good to choose what your audience is going to be, who your audience is, so you can really understand them and serve them. And so early on, what I realized is I'm going to try out different audiences. I'm going to work with small businesses. I'm going to work with corporate organizations. I'm going to work with individuals. And I'm going to do a little different types of businesses so I can understand what I enjoy and also what type of clients and customers it's that's easy for me to obtain and get. And who do I like working with? So those are the kind of things that I decided. So I was like, you can have a lot of different customers, but you got to ask yourself, do you like working with them? And do they like working with you? And do they have the budget? Do they have the revenue to have your services or product? So those are all the things that I started to question. And I started to realize, you know what? I do like to work with organizations that have teams, and because they feel like it has a greater impact around the world. And that's what I chose. You know, that's a really good question. It's always good to choose what you want to focus on. But I would say trying out different things is the best way, you know, so don't expect that first thing you do is going to be it, you know, try out to see what you like, what you don't like. And then from there, you can eventually make that decision on what you want.
And I guess the next thing would be, you know, as a marketer, I love strategizing and analyzing and doing competitive analysis and try to eliminate as much work as possible by projecting what that would be. And I feel like a lot of times, maybe that's not the smartest thing to do. Maybe just going out there and experimenting and doing it is the right way, right? Like, great advice. How long did that process take you approximately?
Wow, I would say over 5 years. Wow. You know, yeah, because it's a struggle, because it's like, you know, they always say, well, niche down and pick a niche, but it's really difficult if you want to help people, if you want to help businesses, and you really want to get out there and launch your product. That's a challenging thing to do, especially if people are approaching you. So how do you say no and turn it down? That's one of the hardest things to do in business. But it took about 5 years of me trying out different audiences, different services as well, until I realized that, you know what, this is what I like to do. Training organizations is what I kind of like to do a little bit more than other areas. And I think that's the key, you know, just trying different things over time, and then that'll get you to where you want to be. But I think the challenge for many people is waiting too long to start. So they feel like they wait too long to start that one main business or that one project or work with that one customer. And then so much time has passed and they don't realize that, hey, they probably didn't want to work with this type of group to begin with. You know, so I think getting started as early possible, starting and trying, I think that's the key right there.
Yeah, no, great advice. What's one thing that you figured out throughout this journey that you think took your company to the next level? LR trainings, yes. Specifically.
Yeah, so I think paying attention to customer service. So I think that's the best thing. So a lot of times we can offer cookie cutter services to everyone, but what I realized is what we could do is really sit down and understand what are the pain points that each customer is having. So what are the challenges they're having with their team? What are they struggling with? And sometimes what we do is we create a survey. So a survey, maybe 10 to 15 questions. And before we provide the training and presentations, we understand exactly what they're going through. That way that once we do provide this training, they can realize that, hey, it's custom to them and they really get what they're looking for. And not only that, but following up afterwards. So really paying attention to what the client needs versus just offering everybody the same exact service. That's one thing that really changed everything for my business over time.
So tell us now, what does all LR training solutions do? Are you focusing on Fortune 500 companies?
Yeah. So mostly government agencies, Fortune 500 companies, organizations with like large teams. And so what we do is we do online marketing training, Google Analytics, also like a training on managing remote teams. So a lot of people during this past 2 years, they had to transition to remote work. So one of the things we've been doing is helping organizations make that transition because there's so many types of challenges you can face with that, especially if you've been working in person for years and all of a sudden now you have to work and collaborate remotely. And so I think that's part of where my Google experience came in because we were on a remote team when we were at Google. So yeah, so that's one of the things we started offering, and also consulting on a monthly basis. So where we help organizations rank higher on Google and just their overall brand presence. So training and consulting mainly for those types of organizations.
I love it. Let's talk a little bit about your books. I see in the background. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Sure, definitely. So the first one I wrote is Digital Marketing for Results. So I wrote that a few years ago. And the main reason I wrote that because whenever I would present to groups, it would seem like many of the people, they would understand how to use one platform. Maybe they understood how to use Facebook, or maybe they understand how to use LinkedIn. But it was a challenge as far as understanding how all the different platforms and channels work together, because you can generate a lot of business from Facebook, but you might be missing out when it comes to generating content, generating business from Google, like when people search or when people are going to Google and looking for advertisements to click on. So what this book has is it has all the different areas of digital marketing. It has the email marketing, it has social media strategy, has analytics, because a lot of times we can look at what we're doing, we feel like we're successful, but at the end of the day, we got to figure out, does the data show that people are actually coming to our site from our efforts? So that's where the analytics piece comes in. Then of course we have the other areas such as the advertising and strategy. So that's why I wrote that book. And yeah, I think it's been really helpful for people that are starting out or people that are experienced, but they want to understand how to really make that transition from traditional marketing to that new marketing.
And speaking of Google, it's so crazy. Speaking of analytics, I was analyzing my health and wellness brand and analyzing social media and looking at how much effort we're putting into social media and how little traffic we're generating. And then I was looking at how little effort I'm putting in Google Places and how much traffic I'm generating. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, this is no brainer. Told my team, start posting on Instagram and all the other social platforms twice a week maximum. And we're going to start promoting and posting everything on Google Places. And I can't, and I get reporting every week, I want to say, from Google. It's an automated report. And some of our posts get 1,000 eyeballs on it. And I'm just like, wow, like I have 10,000 followers on Instagram. And the algorithm is done in a way where it just doesn't even, you know, serve my content to my 10,000 followers, where here I don't even have followers and I'm getting 1,000 eyeballs easily within hours of posting.
But
what's your thought on that?
I tell everybody that that I know has a business that's on Google Maps is get as many reviews as you can. And not only that, but let your customers know the types of keywords they should write in the reviews. So the way reviews work these days, it used to be that you just write a review and it shows, hey, you got 30, 40 reviews. But now Google pays attention to the words that are inside the reviews. Oh. So for example, if you have a dentist, so a lot of my clients are dentists, and you type in teeth whitening in Atlanta. If you notice all the Google Map listings, the ones that come up, they're the ones that have the reviews that have customers that say, hey, this dentist does great teeth whitening, you know? So think about when you're talking to your customers, you say, hey, can you write us a review? And when you write the review, please mention our customer service, or please mention specifically what product that you got that you're happy with. So that way now, whenever people searching, your business is gonna come up first. And yeah, many of my clients, they say that works. I mean, you can try it out right now. You can go to Google, type in teeth whitening in Houston, or what city are you in right now?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, so you type in teeth whitening in Los Angeles, people that are going to come, they're going to have the people that have reviews that have the words teeth whitening in there. So yeah, I highly recommend it. People really downplay Google Maps, but that's what can grow a business really quickly.
And you know, it's interesting. We were talking about this, a few of my employees and I were talking about this. We're like, I feel like Google is going to become the next social platform. How can we learn more about what Google's future plans are so we can be at the forefront of things?
I would say you can try Google Trends. So I don't know if you have Google Trends. Google Trends, that'll show you like what's trending right now as far as like online, and also Google Alerts. So Google Alerts for any type of updates, like Google Map listing updates, Google services updates, because they definitely have the audience. And I think in the recent years, they're spending more time figuring out how to make Google Maps more dominant. And that's what's going on right now, you know? So it's like you type in words in Google and the first five listings are sometimes Google Map listings. So I would encourage people to not only to look at the reviews, but also make sure you're uploading pictures. Because one of my clients in Chicago, they uploaded a couple pictures of their storefront and their employees or team members, because that can get you more connection because people are seeing who's behind the scenes. Every month, they have an increase about 20% of more views to those photos, because people don't think that people are looking at those photos, but people are looking at those photos because they want to know who's behind the scenes of this business.
And I see that, you know, we're posting videos, we're posting reels, reels, and we get so many views on them. And I'm just like, wow, why are we even bothering with social media? Let's just do it only on Google. So looking at the marketing, I guess the online digital space right now, it's extremely saturated. And I've been in the online space. I've started a few companies online I started in 2002. So I'm a big believer in online e-commerce. But a year ago, I decided to make the opposite move. I decided to take my CBD brand and open up a brick and mortar because I felt like CBD was just so saturated. It was just so difficult. Number one, I couldn't promote it properly. It's not allowed. Number two, you know, it's extremely saturated. It's hard to stand out. And so I made that move and I went the opposite direction. But I know a lot of brick and mortar stores closed down their stores and obviously went online completely. Okay. That changed I guess the advertising space a little bit, right? Because it's so much noisier now and it's so saturated and whatever used to work no longer works. So we all have to think outside of the box. What advice do you have for the companies who completely pivoted towards online and they're really struggling to get that attention that was somewhat easy when they had the brick and mortar, right? Because people drove by, saw it and stopped in. But now if you're not a smart marketer, there's no driving by and seeing you. You're non-existent.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. So I'll say there's a couple ways you can stand out. Is for one, think about where are these other CBD companies not there? Where are they not marketing at right now? Mm-hmm. So think about if everybody's on social media, on Facebook, think about are they on LinkedIn? You know, if everybody's on LinkedIn and Facebook, are they on Google? So when people type in CBD brand Los Angeles, what comes up on the first two pages? And so that's one way that's really helped me out in business is really thinking about not trying to compete with everybody that has the same strength as me. I'm thinking about what are competitors not doing. That way, I'm not competing against somebody that has the same strengths and then I'm struggling. Whereas I'm finding out what they're not doing and I'm gonna try to get good at that area. So I can't say what that is for CBD, but it may be that everybody's on social media and they're not doing any type of online advertising on Google, or they're not doing any updates to their website. And for me personally, without me doing research, I would assume that a lot of CBD companies, they're not really good when it comes to the web portion, their website. So for you, I haven't looked at the CBD website, but you can dominate if you spend time on your website with Google ranking and also writing articles about CBD stuff so you can get your brand out there. So I'm pretty sure CBD competitors are not really doing that. They're probably just thinking, like, let me just post my products on Instagram, or let me have my storefront and hopefully people can stop by. They're not thinking about writing articles about, you know, CBD and building that brand. That's one thing. And then two, just building a personal brand. So you have a personal brand, that always helps because people buy from who they understand, who they like, you know? So that's some of my clients come from just from somebody knowing me by what I'm posting and things like that. So I think those are two ways you can do it.
I love that. And speaking of personal brand, I think you've done such an amazing job building a personal brand. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your speaking, like all the speaking engagements, like where can we listen to some of your talks?
Yeah, sure. So like I started out, like that's it still stems from the Google experience. So where I was speaking, I was like, you know what, since I like speaking, maybe there can be a business about it. Maybe there's a business of speaking. And I researched and I found out that people do this professionally. They just go out and speak and get paid, you know? So for a year, like I was like 8 years ago, I was like, you know what, let me find out how to go out and make an entire business off of going out there and speaking and training. And so from there, I think the first steps I took was to get those initial testimonials. You know, I would do free speeches to local organizations, local student organizations, student chapters, or just free associations. And then I would get pictures of me speaking in front of people, video, as well as I would get testimonials. So after I got those testimonials, now I can showcase that, hey, I'm a speaker. And then from there, it gave me credibility. And then I was like, you know what? Let me get my 2 to 3 top training topics. And then from there, worked on my website, worked on my personal brand. Sometimes I apply to conferences, apply to events. And then some people reach out based on when they found me on social media and Google. But it's all about treating professional speaking as another business. So if you look at my LinkedIn, I have a job title as professional speaker, award-winning author, things like that. So all the people that have a budget to pay, they see that I'm credible and I've done it before. So I think that's what I advise everybody. Have video of me speaking and also make sure it's a separate business, separate marketing, separate website. So I have my business website and then I have kristinwest.com, which is focused specifically on speaking.
Love that. What advice do you have for businesses who are kind of terrified that we are in a recession and it's gonna get worse? What advice do you have for them?
Oh yeah, if you're scared about what's gonna happen, I would say diversify if you can. So think about all the products that you're offering right now and think about how is a different way you can serve these products, deliver these products, what other customers or markets you can go after to make sure that you're diversifying. And think about all the ways that you're getting business right now, how can you add another stream? You know, I know everybody's heard of having multiple streams in income, but it's really important, especially if it's a downturn. So if one stream of revenue comes from only online, think about how can you increase that to word of mouth. You know, if you're only getting business from word of mouth, think about how can you get business from Google, social media, things like that. So multiple streams of income and also multiple ways of getting the revenue too. So multiple ways people hear about you.
Great advice. Chris, how can our listeners get a hold of you? How can they work with you, learn from you, support you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. ChrisNWest.com. So ChrisNWest.com. And you can find my contact information, phone number, email address to contact. And then, yeah, so look forward to contacting. And then I think you're going to give them my social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm on all those. But ChrisNWest.com is the one to go to.
Amazing. We'll have all the details in the show notes. Chris, thank you so much. Thank you for being such an inspiration. To all of us entrepreneurs who one day want to become speakers and trainers and all that good stuff. So thank you
great.
For making it sound so easy.
yeah, it's just got to work at it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.